This query is similar in some ways to the predicament that Arjuna expressed to Krishna, that Arjuna didn't want to act in a manner that would cause harm to his beloved family members and other loved persons. One of the many things we learn from Mahabharata and from Bhagavad Gita especially is that the nature of this world is so cruel that sometimes to do good to some we have to do at least what superficially appears to be harm to others. That is the nature of this world. Actually, those who act in pure Krishna consciousness, they act always in a manner that is beneficial for all others, but sometimes acting beneficially for others means to act in a way that initially causes them pain. For instance, to treat a boil requires to lance it, which is very painful. But so the immediate result is pain, but if it's not lanced, an abscess can turn in, it can become gangrenous, can become infected, and then you have to cut off the whole leg or whatever limits on. So that's the nature of this world. One thing I'd like to congratulate this Mataji on bringing up her children. Obviously a very caring person and caring about her father and children and family. So congratulations on that, because it's just so easy in the modern age just to not care. It is superficially easier not to care, right? If you don't care about anyone, then you don't have to bother about them. You can just get on with your life and do whatever you like. Caring for others isn't just a matter of talking some psychological mumbo-jumbo or you know, saying things like, oh, I really feel for you. But it actually means, you see, mothers, I mean real mothers, actual mothers, they look after their children. And it's a strain, no doubt about it. It's a 24-hour job. No holidays. Our mother, the mother of the whole universe, is Maya. She doesn't take any holidays. So, mothers with children, they don't take any holidays. There's no question of holiday. Of course, they may. That's the thing. In the modern age, they send them off to kindergartens, or they have nannies or babysitters so they can go and do something else. But actually, mothers are meant for being with their children. So, thank you for that, Jai Patni Gopi Dasi, for looking after your children. Now you, I'm speaking to Jai Patni here, made a decision. You had to make a decision about your father for the good of your family and for his good also. You dealt with him in a way which might have seemed like you were tricking him or cheating him, but you did so considering the pros and cons of the situation and came to a decision about what was best to do. Now, the famous bluffer Stephen Covey, one of his most famous bluffs is talking about making a win-win deal. But sometimes there's only lose-lose. That's why there's the English saying, making the best of a bad bargain. Prabhupada used to quote that about this whole, our whole existence in the material world. This body is just, as Prabhupada often used to say, is an embarrassment. Just an embarrassment, you know, it stinks. Basically the body stinks. There's some skin on to keep it less stinky. But out of the different holes come various bad smells. And fiery glances sometimes. So, in this situation, if whichever way you chose, there would have been some bad effects. And you chose to isolate your father so that he didn't. He could have killed himself on the road, he could have killed others on the road. And if you had, if you would have given your address to him, and if you would have brought him to live with you, first of all, if the temple authorities would have allowed it, I don't know. Of course, he could have lived off the compound, but he could have been a bad influence on your children, if, you know, if he's drinking all the time. So, seems to me that you did the best thing. Either way, there would have been some bad effect. So, it seems to me that you did the best thing. But now you're feeling very bad that he had to suffer because of that. But philosophically speaking, we can understand that he created that situation where he had to be isolated. It may sound cruel, but it's a fact. So, you can also understand by the very fact of your being a devotee, you're helping him in a manner that, a superlative manner, in a manner that even if you gave him all kinds of material comforts and cares, if you weren't a devotee, you wouldn't be able to benefit him in the same way, because Krishna is so kind that if someone sincerely tries to serve Krishna, then Krishna looks after even the relatives of the devotee, even if the relatives are not devotees. So by performing sincere devotional service, one benefits not only oneself, but even one's physical relatives. So, obviously you're very emotionally attached and that causes distress. But try to understand it philosophically. This is the same situation with Yudhishthira. After the battle of Kurukshetra, he was feeling much distressed because he was what we would nowadays call a sensitive person. He didn't like to. He was a noble person, a good person. He didn't want to cause distress to others unnecessarily. And he felt that so much distress had been caused by this battle. But he took instruction from Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev instructed Yudhishthira philosophically, by which Yudhishthira came to a platform of higher understanding. And then he was able to put the distress behind him and not be totally... Yudhishthira was so distressed he practically couldn't discharge his function properly. He couldn't act properly as the king because he was so distressed. He was overcome by negative emotion. So Bhishma Dev spoke to him philosophically and said, look, you know, ultimately we're not the doers, Krishna has his plans, which may be very difficult to understand. So, in so many ways Bhishma instructed him. So, please understand that whatever decision we make in this world, we can't tell what the ultimate outcome of that. You are benefiting your father by performing devotional service. Try to understand everything philosophically. You can read that passage in Srimad Bhagavatam where Bhishma Dev instructs Yudhishthira after the battle of Kurukshetra. And also about the performing Shraddh, the best way to perform Shraddh for Vaishnavas is to call Vaishnavas, perform kirtan, and give them prasadam. That's better than doing all these various rituals. That's the recommended method for the benefit of the departed soul. Of course, we're not Yudhishthira and Bhishma, but the same principle applies. They were pure devotees of Krishna who are discussing a massive catastrophe in human society. And we are small people discussing a relatively small affair. But we look to great devotees. That's why Vyasadeva compiled all these things in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and Puranas, so that we're not such big devotees that, you know, because of some offense, if someone performs some offense to us, that Krishna's going to send us Sudarshan Chakra, and then someone's going to run all over the universe, and that's not going to happen. But all these anecdotes are there to instruct us. So let us take instruction from them. Okay, let's move on to the next sheet.